From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Rescue workers are still searching the wreckage of the Interstate 35 West Bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis. The official number of dead now stands at 4, but dozens have been reported missing. And Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan says they are still pulling bodies from the water at the site of the disaster.
We have several individuals at that scene that were not recovered. People that were pinned, people that were partly crushed, that were told emergency workers to say hello, say goodbye.
Today, people struggled to describe what they saw. Metal twisted and concrete snapped, with cars tossed like toys. Ronald Engebretson's wife, Sherry, is among those who have not been accounted for.
I'm holding on to the faith that we'll find her. And in what capacity, I don't know. I can't go there at this point. I'm hoping that there's some capability that she has. She's in a hospital or in some, you know, but who knows at this point.
City, state, and federal officials are on the scene to help in the search and try to find out what went wrong. That investigation will take months as crews remove the massive amounts of wreckage from the river and then attempt to reconstruct exactly what happened in just moments during rush hour last evening. We're joined by the governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty. And Governor, can you tell us, please, the latest on the recovery efforts there in Minneapolis?
Yes, the recovery efforts continue, but they're hampered by strong currents in the river, and a chunk of the recovery efforts are now focused on vehicles that are submerged either downriver or upriver. In addition to the currents, there is debris and cabling from the bridge in the water, and so it is continuing, but it's challenging, and it may take a while to be complete.
Have you been meeting with families?
I did have a chance to go to the Family Connection Center earlier today and meet with a few family members that were there and some pastors. And obviously, it's just enormous grief and hurt and pain and concern. And so I hope all of your viewers and all Americans and Minnesotans continue to keep these individuals and their families in their prayers and thoughts. They need to know that we're thinking of them and obviously there for them.
Governor, there's a lot of attention now being paid to previous engineering reports about this bridge. There was a study done in 2001 for the state that said the bridge has many poor fatigue details. A report from 2005 that the bridge was structurally deficient, got a score of 50 out of 100. Are those findings troubling to you?
Yes, although based on the information that we know now, while the bridge had fatigue and other signs of concern, according to the experts who inspected it and other reports since that federal information was released, it did not rise to the level, in the opinion of these inspectors, of imminent closure or replacement. It was in need of replacement, but they were predicting and expecting that would be somewhere around the year 2020 from an engineering standpoint. So obviously something failed here in terms of either human decision-making or, you know, physical or engineering systems. And the NTSB is not ruling anything in or out, and they don't want to speculate, of course, as to what the precise cause was.
And just to be clear, it is the state's responsibility to inspect and maintain this bridge?
Yes, the state does the on-site inspections, and in this case, the bridge was inspected in 2005, 2006, and 2007. And the 2007 piece really part of a broader review of when the bridge was going to be rehabilitated or replaced. You know, what course would that take?
Well, when you've talked with folks from state DOT, what have they told you that could possibly account for this, that they would have approved, given this bridge a passing grade, essentially, while this ended up happening?
Well, the term structurally deficient sometimes is a little misleading because there's 70 to 80,000 bridges nationally that carry that designation, and the designation by itself does not mean the bridges are unsafe or in imminent danger of collapse. It has to do with a lot of other factors and decisions as well. But clearly some yellow flags, if not red flags, were raised, and now this review process is going to go back and look at those decisions, and that's something that is going to take some time. But the Secretary of Transportation said for the U.S. that, you know, based on the information that at least is available, it doesn't appear that this bridge was in imminent danger of failure or collapse. There was some work that needed to be done, but it didn't rise to the level of collapse or failure.
Governor, you've heard the criticism from some in the Minnesota legislature saying that your administration hasn't spent enough money on transportation and infrastructure.
Well, we have a running debate in Minnesota over infrastructure funding, as they do in all other states. In bridges, we tend to be better off than many other states, but that's no consolation in this matter. Even if the funding bills had passed over the last few years that my friends on the other side of the aisle are referring to, from an engineering standpoint, it doesn't look like this particular bridge would have been the beneficiary of that. So I understand the general comment and the general concern, and that's valid, but it's not clear at all that that would have affected this bridge.
And I gather you've ordered an immediate inspection of other bridges in the state?
Yes, we've hired an outside consulting firm to do a stem-to-stern review of this particular bridge failure in all aspects and respects. Number two, to review our overall bridge inspection program, protocols, and procedures, and also to help with inspections. And we'll also be doing an emergency round of inspections on a prioritized basis of the bridges in Minnesota.
Governor Pawlenty, I wonder what you see your role in being for the state and for the city of Minneapolis as they deal with this tragedy.
Well, it's a team effort, and of course the city has the lead response, but then beyond that, the state is going to play a key and leadership role in the reconstruction of this. And then also, there's a great deal of disruption in terms of traffic and transit and economic disruption that we can help with and lead those efforts. And then also, first and foremost, and most importantly, we've got families who are grieving, who are hurting in great pain, and we want to make sure that we keep them in our thoughts and prayers and try to give them support through counseling or chaplain services or any other service that we can now and in the future.
Governor Pawlenty, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Governor Tim Pawlenty, Republican of Minnesota.